Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite times of the week, other than driving home, this would be like a close second. Hey, you and I both have the travel bug.
Yeah.
And I think we've been on 7 road trips since the beginning of the pandemic. And you know what? I mean, I'm still going to fly. I'm loyal to Delta.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy taking my own vehicle, loading it up with crap. And you save money and you avoid some of the nightmare stories about renting cars. But I know you've had a few bad experiences.
Well, yeah, I've done a lot of road trips. I think I had a stretch of 4 months last year where I did 5 road trips of 10 hours or more.
Whoa.
In 4 months. So yeah, I've done plenty of road trips myself, not afraid to drive across the country on a whim, but I've learned some hard lessons over the years about what not to do on road trips. So I'm going to share a few of my own personal road trip horror stories and what I've learned from those today. So the first of those was on a trip with my family. This is only a couple of years ago. My daughter Winter was maybe a year old or something like that. And a group of us were driving eventually to Utah, but we were going to drive overnight from Minneapolis to Colorado to pick a friend up at the airport and then continue on to Utah. And you may think this is going to be about not driving overnight. No, that's not the case. I would do that again. I have done that since then. And I've done an overnight drive to Colorado since then. But the mistake we made was when I was planning our route, which I don't do a lot of planning, but I pulled it up and there's kind of two ways to go. You can either take Interstate 35 south to Des Moines and then get on 80 and head straight over across Nebraska. That's sort of the simple way. Or you can head south on 169 to Mankato and then Highway 60 through to Worthington and then cut across to Lamar's, Iowa and to Sioux City. And then you end up in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska. And now, after I chose that route, it's 4 a.m. I'm trying to sleep in the back of the car. My wife is driving, almost hits a deer, is running out of gas, and we don't know where the gas station is. And we're like so far in the middle of nowhere. And we go, this was a bad idea. We should have been on the interstate. So I'm all about taking the back roads. But if you're in a situation like that where we need to get to Denver by morning to pick up a friend, we're not like touring the country, it's dark the whole time, just stick to the interstate. Yeah. Okay?
That makes sense.
And then on a different trip, when you've got a little more time, you can stop at a little cafe in a little town and the gas station in that town is open because it's daylight.
Right. 4 a.m. Limits your choices.
Yes. So if you're doing that long haul overnight trip, just stick to the freeway.
Okay. That's
so
good advice.
That's the first tip.
All right. All right. What's number two?
Number two is going back to a trip I took in high school. I think I was 17 years old and some friends of mine and I were driving to Florida to visit a friend. It was actually a guy that like used to be my youth pastor and he moved away. So me and some friends that, you know, were going to visit our former youth pastor, right? So we load up the old Aerostar van and we had this idea that we wanted to bring some entertainment with. And my buddies like to play Xbox.
Ugh.
So we got one of those power inverters. And then I think we had to like get a power strip because we needed more plugins, because to play the Xbox, you needed to power the Xbox and you needed to power a VCR to like do the transition. And you needed to have like a TV, and it's not a flat screen TV or monitor. It's like this like mini, but like actual tube TV that we had to power. So here we are. I mean, how dumb is that, right? But we're running all that stuff off an inverter off the van. And of course, we get to Tennessee in the middle of the night and our battery's dead. So we go, ah, shoot, whatever. So we had to get towed somewhere at, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night. They charged our battery, and we thought we were good to go. So we drove another couple of hours. Well, of course, it wasn't really the battery. We had fried the alternator in the old family minivan. So now we're stuck in the middle of nowhere, and we waited till morning and then got another tow truck. And $600 later, we finally got back on the road and made it to Florida, I think a full day, a full 24 hours late after sleeping one night in the van when we weren't trying to. And oh my word.
And it dawned on you it was the Xbox. It was all these power draws.
Yeah, it sounds so dumb as I think back. Like, of course, that's a silly idea to try to power all that stuff so you can play Halo in the back of the seat of the minivan on the drive. I mean, just – I'm just stupid as
now
I tell
the
story.
You can do it on your phone. Right?
I know. I know. Now you can do that. Yeah. But – dumb idea. It's okay to power a few things off your car, but not the whole deal.
Life is a steep learning curve. I'm with you. What's the third horror story?
Okay, last one. Driving back from Kansas on the 23rd of December with my wife and my brother-in-law, and we start to hear a little like vroom, 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 vroom in the car. And I remember saying, oh, I get embarrassed doing this, but I remember saying, it'll be fine. I'll figure it out when I get home. Boom, 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 boom. A little more, a little
more.
It's
vibrating?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I don't know. And that noise started to get a little worse and lower. It'll be fine. And then the wheel came off the car. And there was the wheel passing us on the freeway and sparks flying from the rotor as it's grinding against the pavement going 80 miles an hour on the turnpike in Kansas. So... We're stuck on the side of the road, and there's like two lug nuts left, and we get the tire back and put it on and limp to the next exit. And the, you know, repair shop in this tiny little town of Lebo, Kansas doesn't open till the morning. So we sleep in the back of my Saturn. And then now it's the 24th of December. It's Christmas Eve, and there's a snowstorm coming in. So the repairman has to go. He's also the tow truck driver, right? So he's got to go tow a couple of cars out in the middle of fixing. So he gets halfway through fixing our car. Hold on. I got to go pull somebody out of the ditch. Comes back 2 hours later. Fine. So we finally get on the road at noon on Christmas Eve in a snowstorm. Car's fixed. I drove all the way back to Minneapolis in the snowstorm. I don't think I went faster than 50 miles an hour. It took 12 hours to do what should have been a 6.5 hour drive. And we got back at 1 o'clock in the morning, Christmas morning.
But this was pre-kids.
This was pre-kids.
Only way you could pull that off.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, no.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway, all that to say, if your car's making a little noise, maybe just go like check out what's going on before you try
pull
to
over.
Drive 1,000 miles.
AAA membership, too. I'm not in – well, I guess I am endorsing AAA.
Well, AAA membership. My lesson was to always have some tools in the car. So now I travel with some simple tools, which I found out afterwards it was – I had gotten a new tire and it needed to get tightened. And if I would have just had some tools and looked at it, I would have been able to fix it. So I now travel with tools and a tow strap at all times.
Wow. I know we're out of time. My only
– We are.
It's not a horror story, but we rented an RV back in 2003 and took the kids. There were nine of us in one 31-foot RV.
Okay.
And it was a great trip. 3 weeks, we hit all as many national parks as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And we made the assumption that the kids could sleep out in tents.
Yeah, of course.
Show up at Yellowstone. Nope. You can't camp outside.
Oh, bears?
Bears.
Oh.
And it was that way, like three of the national parks said, nope, sorry, got to sleep in your RV. So there were nine of us
people.
Stepping over each other, trying to go to the bathroom at 2 a.m., stepping on kids.
Perfect.
They were not happy, but careful with your assumptions, especially when you're camping.
Yeah.
But thank you, DJ. Thanks for sharing that. We feel your pain and we'll learn from your mistakes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.